The Womanity Project. Let's talk about gender. Gender equality. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Womanity Project live. I'm Aurélie Hart.
And I'm Celine Rosenthal, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
After the phenomenal Gay Pride this weekend, Celine, how was the parade?
It was amazing. Such an outpouring of love and support for the community.
There was another huge event this week for women reproductive rights, and for once, it is good news.
In a 3-5 split, the Supreme Court reaffirmed and strengthened constitutional protections for abortion rights, striking down parts of a restrictive Texas law that could have drastically reduced the number of abortion clinics in the state. Hopefully, this sets a legal precedent that will affect similar laws in other states.
Hopefully. Really, finger crossed. Okay, so this week we have the pleasure to interview the stand-up comedian Jeremy Pinsley.
Jeremy Pinsley.
I am a feminist. What, you don't believe that? What about me says I'm not? I'm a feminist. Give it up if you're a feminist. Everyone fucking clap. Everybody. I think that everyone should be a feminist, and I think that the only reason that they're not is because they don't know what the word feminism means.
As we can hear, part of Jeremy's show is about feminism. So, Jeremy, can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so I run a biweekly show at the New York Comedy Club. Been doing that for about a year. Been running shows in the city for 3 years. And as you get into comedy, you need more and more material. You need to dig in deeper. And feminism is just a topic I decided to go into and had to throw it out on the show.
So, Jeremy, why should we all be feminist?
Why? Because. Because is why we should all be feminist. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're a reasonable human being, you should treat all humans equally. Race, gender, don't matter. So, yeah, if you're a decent person.
And why do you think everybody at the show laughed when you said that you were a feminist?
Because I think I'm pretty stereotypically white. Very typical white guy. Not to mention, right before that, I had just done a joke about how TVs are better than wives. So that might have had something to do with it.
Great. So maybe now we can go back to your show and hear about it.
Let's hear more about why Jeremy says we should all be feminists.
When most people think of a feminist, they imagine the most stereotypical chauvinistic yoga-obsessed vegan. A snarky lesbian with a buzz cut and a megaphone who says things like, "Death to all the dicks! Death to all the dicks!" But those aren't feminists. Those are psychopaths. Real feminism is about equality and respect. If you're anti-feminist, you're anti-civil rights. And if you're anti-civil rights, you're what my grandma would like to call a flaming bag of gorilla ejaculate. Real feminism is about equality and respect. Women deserve equal rights and responsibilities, and that's a good thing for us guys, because the more responsibilities women take on, the less responsibilities we have to take on. I blame media for all the confusion, because that's what media does. Media confuses us so they can divide us and conquer us. They highlight the extremists of each group so that those are the people we form our opinions off of. For example, if you are a liberal, when you think of a Republican, do you imagine a hardworking small business owner trying to support their family? Or do you imagine Dale, the anti-gay NRA member from Arkansas who thinks Jesus causes school shootings to teach us a lesson for electing a black president? You think of fucking Dale. Thanks, media. Thank you for everything you do for society. Makes us so fucking stupid. I hear the dumbest arguments against feminism. One thing that guys will say, they'll be like, okay, if women are gonna get all these equal rights, then how come we still gotta pay for dinner? Really? You're gonna compare freedom from oppression to a $40 tab at a TGI Fridays? Those are two very different issues. Don't ever compare apples to Applebee's. And by the way, guys, the reason that we have to pay for dinner has nothing to do with feminism. It's all about economics. Sex is all about supply and demand. If the demand is low, as is the case with penises, the price of penis goes down. Women can get dick from pretty much anywhere, so why should we expect them to want to pay for it? Now, on the other hand, if the demand is high, as is the case with vaginas, the price of vagina goes up, which is why pussy is so expensive and why we are the dumb motherfuckers who have to buy dinner and diamond rings. Our penises have the purchasing power of a Somalian shilling. 34,000 to the dollar. They're worthless. Thanks for that reference, International Investments. Another thing that I hear guys say all the time, they'll say that feminism is sexist to men. No. Nope. No, it is not. If feminism is sexist, then justice is unfair. Losing your advantage is not a disadvantage, an extremely hard concept for entitled people to understand. But it's all about me! What about me? All male anger towards feminism stems from sexual frustration. Men want to live in a world where they can fuck who they want, when they want. So please, Japanese tech nerds, please keep up your amazing work in the sex robot industry. Virtual reality porn and submissive fuckbots are the key to societal equilibrium. It's true. What guys need to understand as a whole is feminism is not about an army of pissed off warrior women on a mission to chop off our balls and hang them from spears in front of the villages that they conquer. Feminism is about showing us that shit still ain't fair. Now some of you might be like, sorry, Jer. Life ain't fair, Jer. But that's bullshit, and that saying doesn't apply here. It's unfair to be born in Des Moines, Iowa. But it shouldn't be unfair to be born a woman in Des Moines, Iowa. And it shouldn't be more unfair to be a black woman in Des Moines, Iowa. And it shouldn't be more unfair to be a gay black woman in Des Moines, Iowa. And it shouldn't be more unfair to be a gay black Jewish woman in Des Moines, Iowa. And it shouldn't be more unfair to be a gay black Jewish transgender woman in Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you. Very simple. Systematic versus unsystematic risk. Now, some people think that life is fair and that men and women are equal in our society. Oprah Winfrey is one. Yeah, from the black guy. Exactly. They'll be like, Oprah Winfrey is one of the richest people in the world. Hillary Clinton is running for president. What more could you want, ladies? You selfish Sallys. However, Barack Obama has been president for 8 years and Jay-Z is crushing it. But from what I've seen on the news and social media, people are still pretty racist. Black people are not quite ready to embrace the song Zippity-Doo-Dah. What's hard for some people to understand about inequality is that it's not just about the major issues like abortion rights and equal pay. It's about the way we treat each other on a daily basis. It's the subtle, nuanced sexism that can be completely dehumanizing. For example, my cousin is a chef in California, and she is incredible. But if she's ever in the same room as a guy and someone else comes in and they don't know her, they always assume that the guy is the chef. Now, I know that doesn't seem like that big of a deal to some of you, but if you ask my cousin how soul-crushing that can be, you'll realize that it is. And how come we say that women are the ones who are biologically born to cook, but most of the famous cooks in the world are men, and we call them chefs? Uh-huh. Right? Now let's look at relationships, right? If you are a guy and you're single in your 30s, you're just playing the field, being a man. Ain't no anchor gonna hold down this cowboy. If you are a woman and you are single in your 30s, you are one step away from being a crazy cat lady. This is Petunia, and this is Cat Benatar. Single men are cool and free. Single women are desperate and alone. And it goes both ways, guys. What about virginity, right? if a woman is a virgin, she is a beautiful flower. A delicate rose. If you are a man and you are a virgin, you are a huge pussy. No one respects you. No one wants to be you. These are the double standards we don't need to have in our world. Now, I understand that men and women are not the same, because we're different. We have natural, physical, biological differences. No one is saying that the Phoenix Mercury would dominate the Cleveland Cavaliers, or that Tonya Harding would crush Mike Tyson in a boxing match. But we don't live in a world fueled by raging boners anymore, so those physical differences don't matter as much. We don't fight animals for our food, we shoot them, because we are smarter. It's called evolution, motherfuckers. There are meatheads who go to the gym every single day, and they're huge. But it's hard to consider them kings of society when 85% of them live out of their own van. Down by the river! In a world where intelligence and creativity reign supreme, women can bring just as much to the table as men. And if you disagree with that, you're one of those people who would have thought the NBA would only get worse with the introduction of black people. Hint, it got so much better. Did you see that game the other night? LeBron James, you're a monster! The tricky part about getting rid of racism and sexism in our society is that it doesn't just require the institutions to change, it requires us to change. And I don't know if you guys know much about us, but us is pretty fucking stupid. Us is the only first world country that doesn't have universal health care. Us might actually elect the world's biggest dick weasel to be our president. Us is the reason there are 7 Fast and the Furious movies. We're doomed. And in all honesty, if Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin are in power at the same time, our only chance of survival will be if Frodo and Samwise can destroy the ring. I never thought I'd say this, but the world needs you, Hillary Clinton. What really blows my mind is that there are women against feminism. How in God's name is that a thing? You wear a Broncos jersey, but you cheer against them in the Super Bowl? What kind of fan are you? Being a woman against feminism makes less sense than being a Jew for Jesus. And yes, that is a real organization. There is a group on Facebook. It's called Women Against Feminism. It's got a pretty decent following. And ironically enough, 98% of the members are 15-year-old girls. You know, the real women of America. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you for providing a platform to the world's most uninformed individuals. Now, the way that this group promotes themselves is they have girls upload pictures of themselves holding signs stating reasons why they are not feminist. And the reasons that these girls say are ridiculous, but they say them with an amazing amount of false confidence. It's like they're dropping the mic after making the most ignorant statements imaginable. One girl was like, "I'm not a feminist because I like it when guys give me compliments." What in the balls does that have to do with feminism? She might as well have been like, "I'm not a feminist because I like Red Lobster's cheddar butter biscuits." Jennifer, out. Guys, you can be a feminist and still enjoy compliments from men. A compliment is not the same as a catcall. Someone you know telling you you look good is completely different than a stranger going, "Hey, sugar tits, daddy wanna get up in it." Oh, wooga. And by the way, guys, catcalling, not an effective strategy. No girl has ever heard a stranger say, "Suck my dick, bitch," and thought to herself, "Huh, maybe I should." It's 2016, guys. I don't care if you work in construction. It's time to stop hunting with rocks. Now, what pisses me off the most about the Women Against Feminism group is that in their mission statement on the Facebook page, it says, "When judging feminism, we don't go by the dictionary definition." Then what the fuck do you go by? You can't cherry pick the dictionary. It's not the Bible. If there's any book that we should use to govern our lives, it should be the dictionary. It's one of the few books actually designed to keep us all on the same page. Can you imagine how confusing the world would be if we just started ignoring definitions? You go to the hospital because your wife is sick. The doctor is like, good news, your wife is going to live. And you're like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much, doctor. This is incredible. And then she's like, no. I think you misunderstood me. By good, I meant bad, and by live, I meant die. Here at the St. Thomas Baptist Hospital, we don't go by those silly dictionary definitions. Did you guys notice how I made the doctor in that last example a woman? Yeah. Feminism! We're doing it! Guys, I'm not here to tell you how to live your lives. Believe whatever you want to believe. Let the media warp your view of what life is all about. Let your stubborn self-righteousness and resistance to change keep you from understanding the truth. Or hop on board the human being bandwagon and accept the fact that feminism is the tits. Come on, guys. It's our turn to fall in love with women for their money. We can do it. Guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Feminism is the tits.
Feminism is the tits.
Powerful. Jeremy, I would like to go back to this group, Women Against Feminism. Mm. How did you find out about this group?
When I decided to write about feminism, I discovered how little I knew about it and how little other people knew about it. So I just started researching literally everything that I could possibly find. And that was one of the first groups that came up, and it was like, it had a pretty decent following. So it just kind of struck me. And I was like, okay, let's see if they have an argument. Maybe I'm the one who's not thinking. And you just saw so many holes in everything that they were bringing to the table. So I was like, all right, this is the kind of stuff, this is the ignorance that doesn't need to exist.
Oh, wow. And for the ones who don't know, so this group, Women Against Feminism, it is a Tumblr and a Facebook page with almost 40,000 likes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I'm going to repeat a bit what you said, but just because I was like, what? So they claim to be, quote, the woman's voices against modern feminism and its toxic culture. And what they say is, we're judging feminism by its actions, not by dictionary definitions, not an MRA page. Sorry.
An MRA page? What's an MRA page?
I don't even know. When I Googled, I found MRA for magnetic resonance angiography.
That's not it.
Or MRM, men's rights movement. I don't know. Could it be men's rights advocacy?
Maybe.
Jeremy, do you know?
I know. I haven't seen anything about that, but I don't think men really need a rights advocacy group. Just all right.
Amen, my friend. And I love their quote that they have on their page. Their main claim is, I don't need feminism. I'm not weak. I'm not afraid of men.
Oh, then I'm going to say something. I'm sorry, girls, but you are feminist.
Sorry about it. So, I mean, back at you, Jeremy. We're curious here. Like, where did you come from and how did you get into comedy?
Well, I'm from Nashville originally, and I don't think I realized it at the time growing up, but I'm Jewish from the South. So I think I kind of always had somewhat of an outside looking in perspective. Most of my friends were Christian, and I would get made fun of all the time, and I was like, but as a joke, but the jokes were never funny. So I just, again, it was nothing that I thought at the time because I was just going to work in finance and do the typical lifestyle. But once I was in the working world and I realized, oh, now my life actually starts and I have to figure out what I want to do for the rest of my life. I was like, I'm not working in finance. I'm not going to work in marketing, selling State Farm insurance. I'm going to make people laugh and just figure it out as I go and see what I can do in the world of comedy.
Awesome. And were you always a feminist?
No. You know what? I think that's one of the interesting things why I wanted to do the bit is because I was on Tinder and some girl was like, yeah, we should totally go on a date. And I had written an article when I first started doing comedy called Cat Calls a Compliment.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right. We live and we learn, people. Okay. So I write this article, and, like, at the time, I'm like, yeah, like, blah, this is how it's supposed to be. And the girl was like, I don't think I can go out with you. Like, this is, you're, like, a misogynist. And I was like, oh, my God, I think, like, that was some really bad stuff. And I come from, like, an environment, I was in a fraternity. And so, like, in my mind, I was never an intentional misogynist. Like, I have sisters and stepmom and a mom. Like,
I care about women, but it was like I never realized the little things that I did made a difference in what feminism actually was. So this is like a total transformation for me and a good transformation, I feel like.
And why did you specifically decide to write Feminism is the Tits? Like, what was the inspiration behind it?
I had just written the TV joke about my brother meeting his wife on Craigslist, and I was like, okay, that's a funny joke, but it kind of paints me in a wrong light. And I was like, how do I really feel? Like, I'm an equal rights person and all that. So also, I would talk to women and find out that women were saying they weren't feminist, and I just kind of put all this stuff together. I was like, there's confusion. I'm confused. People are confused. And I just dug in and researched and kind of got my points of view across in that way.
And weren't you even telling me a story of you were at a wedding recently? Yes. And
yeah, I was at a wedding, and this girl was great, and she's my friend's wife, and she's awesome, and like, I think I brought up the idea of feminism because I was just testing my ideas out a little bit. And she was like, feminism? Yeah, I am not a feminist. And I was like, oh my God, it happens all the time, all over the place. Like, you are a feminist. I know you are.
And Jeremy, who is your audience and who do you want to convince?
Well, I mean, I think part of my audience is people who are going to rally around the idea. You know, I want women who know that there's someone out there that's not coming from their side, who's speaking their point of view, because in this day and age, equality comes from other people doing their parts. If we want Black Lives to matter, white people have to accept that Black Lives matter, because we're the ones who are going to, at the end of the day, be able to change that. So
yeah.
Part of it is letting people know that someone out there is trying to say that. And the other part is people who maybe who are like me, who are not bad people, but have misogynistic tendencies and, you know, kind of maybe a little bit of enlightenment and a little bit like, oh, yeah, maybe I just need to go about life a little bit differently.
Well, good for you. And actually, we have this thing. We call it the Womanity Project Questionnaire. And yes, and we wanted to ask you the questions on the questionnaire just to see how you would respond. Are you game?
Oh, are you kidding me? 100%.
All right, brilliant. All right, so our first question is, what gender do you identify with?
I am a male.
That was pretty simple.
Definitely
okay.
A male.
And our other question is, was there ever a time that you were particularly grateful to be a member of your particular gender?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a guy, I'm grateful every day. Like, we don't have to deal with near as many of the childbirth, periods, oppression, all those things. So, yes, on a daily basis, I'm grateful to be a man. But also, it's one of those, with great power comes great responsibility. I think acknowledging we have power, and I feel grateful to know that we can use our power to change what we've been doing for thousands of years.
Was there ever a time when you weren't grateful to be a man?
Yes. When I see and hear the stories about women who get oppressed and who have to deal with guys just being complete selfish assholes, and you're like, and you have an empathy for people because you're like, you know, I feel bad because I can't really relate to that. But, you know, in a way, anyone can relate to the idea of being oppressed by people.
Mm. Is there one specific thing that you would like to change in our society with respect to how we treat gender?
Yes, I would like. I hate when a girl comes my way and guys and people just assume I should want to have sex with her. It's like, oh, you should talk to this girl. She's a girl and she's pretty. You should want to fuck her, Jeremy. It's like, no, she should want to fuck me and it should be. I just hate the idea. Like, that's where we screw ourselves, is we put every girl into these sexual positions of power when it should just be a person. And then that sexualness the sexuality comes from that.
Aw, yeah. That's how romantic.
Oh, right, I guess.
And on the other side, like, what you say is kind of what happened in campus a lot of time.
Yeah.
When girls are just treated like piece of meat, go for it.
I mean, I was in a fraternity, so yes. Like, and like, I remember even being part of the culture, like, another notch on my belt, and being like, I don't really care about this, but in the culture, that's what swarms, and that's what guys, like, rally around, which in hindsight is just ridiculous.
Mm.
And what is the one positive change you could do yourself to help a woman or other women?
I mean, there's only so much you can do, but for me, I guess my stand-up is my soapbox, so doing bits about feminism, talking to people, and I think the most important thing, and this is what's hard for people, is to be honest with people in your life, your family and your friends, who might do something that is slightly off-putting with the overall greater good, and to call them out, to let them know that to change it's a hard thing to do, but I think something that we can all do a better job of.
And who would you like to nominate to be interviewed by the Womanity Project?
Ooh, so many great candidates, but there's one girl in particular. I find her super funny. And she, like, there's so many female comics that you see trying to be feminist, but they're just actually giving in to what anti-feminism
absolutely
is. And so I hate seeing it, but this one, her name is Katie Hannigan. She's super funny, super smart, and she runs a show called The Comedian Project. Can't remember the name of the venue, but the best part of the show is all female comics, and they're not allowed to talk about sex, dating, or relationships.
Who rate you that?
It's like, just be funny. You can just be a funny woman.
It's like the Bechdel test of comedy. This is amazing.
I don't know what a Bechdel test is, but yes.
We will teach you. We promise.
And now our final question is, either a woman you would like to thank?
She's going to appreciate this. I would like to thank my mother.
Aww.
She's the best. I love her. I'd like to thank all my sisters and, you know, my roommate Leah and Celine and my mom and all these women who kind of got me to turn over my feminism beliefs and just kind of always been there for me, the women in my life.
Aw, Jeremy.
Beautiful. I would love as well for you too. Can you please tell us when we can see you, hear you?
Yes. So I run a show at the New York Comedy Club Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock. We run it every other Tuesday. The next show is Tuesday, July 5th. You can look me up, Jeremy Pinsley. Subscribe to my email list, and we'll keep you updated on all future shows and everything.
Brilliant. You've been listening to The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn. Today we talked about feminism and anti-feminist cliches. Our question to you this week is, what is feminism to you?
We'd love to hear from you, and you can react. Like us, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Womanity Project.
Thank you to Mick O'Connor, Lizzie Haxett, and of course Radio Free Brooklyn. Coming up next, Sin Smith Radio Theater Collage.
Tune in next week, The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
And we're leaving you with Jeremy's power song, which is...
This is My God is the Sun by one of my favorite bands, the Queens of the Stone Age.
My show every Saturday at 7 p.m. This week, I'm not going to say anything dirty. Not one bad word. Not even fuck, shit, piss, mother, none of that. None. Art Star Scene Radio every Saturday.
Can you please tell us when we can see you, hear you?
Yes. So I run a show at the New York Comedy Club Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock. We run it every other Tuesday. The next show is Tuesday, July 5th. You can look me up, Jeremy Pinsley. Subscribe to my email list, and we'll keep you updated on all future shows and everything.
Brilliant. You've been listening to The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn. Today we talked about feminism and anti-feminist cliches. Our question to you this week is, what is feminism to you?
We'd love to hear from you, and you can react. Like us, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Womanity Project.
Thank you to Mick O'Connor, Lizzie Haxett, and of course Radio Free Brooklyn. Coming up next, Sin Smith Radio Theater Collage.
Tune in next week, The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
And we're leaving you with Jeremy's power song, which is...
This is My God is the Sun by one of my favorite bands, the Queens of the Stone Age.